Obviously, some facts are more important than others. You need to know the truth about the functioning of government and the state of our defenses, right? But do you need to know that...
Hollywood's most loved couple split. That according to In Touch Weekly. The magazine on stands Friday, citing an insider, wrote, quote, after 13 years of marriage, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have decided to separate.
That clip we just heard was Entertainment Tonight. Michael Lewitis, how would you describe Entertainment Tonight reporting on In Touch?
In this instance, it's a matter of the blind leading the blind.
Michael Lewitis is the co-founder and editor of GossipCop.com. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So you have this site which got about 3 million unique views in February. That's a lot more than PolitiFact or FactCheck.org. Okay, so people are more interested in celebrities than politicians. But what's interesting to me is that the stakes are so much smaller when it comes to the future of the marriage of Will and Jada than about the future of national health care.
You're comparing apples to oranges here, yes.
Yes, that's so unfair.
But I think everyone deserves to know the truth, whether it's sports or business or politics or their interpersonal relationships. You don't want to be deceived.
Is it true?
No, it's not true. It started off with they're going to separate. She's met with a divorce attorney. She moved out. As months and months go by, well, they're still perfectly happy together.
What's your professional experience?
Well, I worked at the New York Daily News as a gossip columnist. I then went off to the New York Post, where I was the entertainment editor for the weekends. And then I went to Us Weekly, where I was the news director. And then I produce Access Hollywood. So I've been in this business 15 years, almost 20.
What drives you?
It's funny. When I was in college, I was interested in anthropology. I wanted to study other cultures. And it ended up that the culture that I started to study were celebrities and the way that they live.
Do you consider them inscrutable island people?
They're an interesting breed. They live among us, but they live differently.
Don't most people think this stuff is pretty much made up anyway?
You know, they're selling millions of magazines, and if they think it's made up, well, why would you buy it?
To project, to imagine what it would be like to be them, to follow narratives regardless of their veracity?
I think they take a much more simplified view of it, and they go, oh, well, this magazine told me that's true. Well, then I believe it.
You're a gossip reporter who's seriously into gossip and seriously into reporting. In the ensuing decade and a half, celebrity blogs have taken over a lot of that function. Is your fact-check site a desire, in a sense, to get back to the day when people did engage in real fact-checking?
Absolutely. When I started out, if you got a story wrong, you'd get in trouble, and if it was really bad, you'd get fired.
Come on.
Absolutely. Now these people start blogs who were never reporters, but they think, oh, this would be really cool to write about celebrities. They don't have sources. They hear things, or they're regurgitating things that they've seen in magazines and embellishing it. There's no fact-checking at all. It becomes this crazy echo chamber of rumor, and it spreads, and then by the time it gets to the third or fourth blog, it's a completely outrageous story.
You strike me as an interesting case, Michael, and here's why. You have the ethics and the values of a straight news reporter. On the other hand, you're also using the technique that you've honed over 15 years, which is not to cite your sources and to simply be known to your readers as a trustworthy source.
As you said, some of the standards are a little different when it comes to celebrity reporting. I wish I could get both celebrities to tell me it's not true. I'm not leaving my wife. It's not true. My husband hasn't left me. But unfortunately, in the entertainment world, it doesn't really work that way. Unlike politics, there isn't really a policy issue here. It's really about personal relationships. And people don't like talking about their personal lives on the record. Will they talk about it on background? Sure.
Is it ever frustrating to find yourself day after day engulfed in the rumored squabbles of celebrity couples or minor arrests or altercations in bars or who knows what?
You know, it's almost like that line from The Godfather, this is the life I chose. You know, I get this question because sometimes people do a little background check and they see the pedigree and they go, really, did you go to Yale for this? I started as a reporter because I was interested in becoming a reporter and finding out the truth. My beat happened to have been celebrities. You might as well be the best you can at whatever your beat is, whether you're chasing down fires, you're working in the cop shop, or you're covering celebrities.
Do you think I'm a horrible public radio snob?
Your job is to ask the tough questions. And my job is to do the best reporting. And the two of us are right here, you know, in the midst of how do you reconcile the tough questions about celebrity reporting?
Michael, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Michael Lewitis is the co-founder and editor of GossipCop.com.